Hi, Eddie. I have you here on the 420 radio with Russ Bellevue.
Oh, well, how good. That's wonderful. You guys having a good time there at the Cannabis Cup?
Yeah, Eddie, thanks for being on the air with us. We appreciate it, man. We don't know how hard it is to call out and how much time you get, so thank you.
No problem.
So it's...
No problem.
It's the first day of summer, and you're calling us from a correctional institution. Are you still in Colorado?
Oh, yeah, I'm still in Florence. Crown jewel of the BOP system.
Yeah. And
it's actually not too bad a place. I mean, you know, fairly new, fairly good shape. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah, and how are you doing? How are you holding up? And how long before we get to see you again?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that at all.
How long do you have left before we see you again?
About 13 or 14 months. If I do the residential drug program, and about 23 or 24, if for some reason I don't make it through that, I should be getting out the end of July, a year from now.
Wow, July 2016. We're all looking forward to that. How have you been personally? How are you holding up?
You kind of put everything on hold when you go to prison. You know, you for example, I've had to deal with quite a few deaths. Great Jack Carrera passed away after I'd been down about a year. And, you know, I've had a lot of other people that I've lost, and you can't deal with that aspect of your life. You have to just, you know, you kind of pretend it didn't happen and get on day to day. One of these days after I've gotten out, I'll cry for everybody I've lost, but you can't show that kind of weakness in here.
Sure, understandable. And so much has changed since you've gone in, and especially in the state you're in right now in Colorado. People growing in warehouses what you were growing outside in California. How does that feel, and do you want to get in on it when you get out?
Well, to answer the first part, how does it feel? Kind of ludicrous. I mean, you know, they got me in federal prison for doing something that they're doing all over the state surrounding me. I mean, my good buddy Tommy Chong owns half of a legal smoke shop. As a convicted felon, basically the same charges I'm convicted of, and he's got a legal marijuana shop less than a 20-minute drive from where I'm in prison. So, like I say, it's kind of ludicrous, you know, I mean, it doesn't make sense at all, but hopefully the United States Sentencing Commission and Congress and the Senate will, you know, start doing the right thing. I've said, and I'll say again, if John Q. Public, meaning you guys, really truly knew, really truly understood what was going on in this prison system, you would send everybody that's in a camp home tomorrow.
You know,
and it's that simple.
I think more people are becoming aware of it. We're seeing some movement in politics toward ending mass incarceration. Of course, that starts with ending the drug war. And Eddie Lepp, you've been a drug warrior from the beginning. You've been fighting against this injustice, trying to get medicine to the patients. What message do you have for folks out here as they're moving forward to legalize in California in 2016? What would you like them to do?
Well, the best thing that people could do as far as helping us would be to get a hold of the United States Sentencing Commission and ask them to make the two-point reduction in crime. You know, they have a two-point thing. Have them apply that to the guys, even the guys that got mandatory minimums, because they applied it to everybody but those that had mandatory minimums. And if, for example, I would have got the two-point reduction, I would be home right now. And when I was sentenced, my judge said the 10 years was excessive, it was way too much, and she didn't want to do it. If she could do anything at all to change it, she would. And if there were any changes in the law to allow her to resentence me, she would do it. Well, the law changed, but they didn't specifically say it applied to mandatory minimum, so I'm still sitting here. So, you know, get a hold of the United States Sentencing Commission and let them know to make the two-point reduction of applied at mandatory minimums.
Excellent. And if people want to help you just getting by day, is there a fund? Is there a way they can donate to your commissary or anything like that?
They can go to Western. They can go to Western Union and put money on my books. They need my name and my prison number. And the city is BOP and the state is D.C. They can also mail it to a place in Des Moines, Iowa. They can get all of this information off of the BOP website. It's BOP.gov.
All right, very good. Eddie Lepp, we're going to give you back so that you got some time to speak with other people. Thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck to you in the remaining time you've got. We can't wait to see you in July 2016.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it. I hope everybody's really enjoying the Cannabis Cup.
All right, we'll get you here to one of them very soon.
Okay.